Recorded Books presents Imaginary by Lee Bacon. Narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo. Chapter 1. There was a time when everyone had imaginary friends. Everyone your age, anyway. The polka dot panda on a unicycle, the green blob with a ferret for a hat, the taco with arms made of cheese sticks. It was a strange crowd. I fit right in. But as you got older, your classmates lost touch with their imaginary friends. Kids were growing up, moving on, finding other things to care about. Real things. Until, one day, I looked up and realized all the other imaginary friends were gone. I was the only one left. Chapter 2. An imaginary friend is like a carton of eggs. We come with an expiration date. Like all the other worn scraps of childhood, the tattered blanket, the fluffy bear with a face that's been smushed from too much cuddling, there'll come a time when you'll outgrow me. Sends a shiver down my fur just thinking about it. When you were little, you'd lead me around proudly, introducing me to the people you met. But now, you're 11, and I've stuck around long past the usual expiration date. These days, you don't brag about me. You don't talk about me at all. Not to your friends, not to your teachers, not even to your mom. I'm a lot less popular than I used to be. Chapter 3. I remember the day we met. You were much smaller then, standing in your backyard beneath a ceiling of branches and leaves. There was a yellow plastic shovel in your hands and a shallow hole at your feet. Chunks of your backyard were strewn everywhere. Your eyes were bright and blue. Your face was smudged with dirt and grape juice. There was a single leaf in your hair. If you were surprised to see me suddenly standing at your side, you didn't show it. You grinned and said, "Hi." I smiled back. "Hello." You examined me for a second. "You look weird." Did I? I'd only existed for 12 seconds. I hadn't even had a chance to check myself out yet. I looked down. This is what I saw. Fur. Purple fur. Lots and lots of purple fur. I pieced the rest of my appearance together over time. You might describe me as a ball of purple fuzz. Except a whole lot bigger than any ball of fuzz you'd see drifting around the house. I have two arms and two legs, two eyes, and one mouth. I suppose I did look weird. But then again, you were the one who imagined me, so I guess that made you a little weird, too. You ran a hand across your cheek, adding another smudge to your face.
"I'm Zach."
"Nice to meet you, Zach. My name is... My voice fell into silence. I was just beginning to realize something a bit awkward. I didn't have a name. But you were about to change that. Your eyes dropped to the shovel in your hand. Your face lit up.
"How about we call you Shovel?"
"Shovel?" You nodded. "Like the thing you dig with?" You nodded again. "Okay, then." I smiled. "My name's Shovel."
"Hey, I have an idea. You can help me and Ryan with our project."
I tilted my head. "Ryan?" A sound from the other end of the yard. A door opening and closing. I turned just in time to see a kid step out of the house next door. He looked about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?